It's 7:45 from the KIOS studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. The Iowa West Foundation awards grants. They've got quite a mission, and here to talk about not only their mission, but make an announcement on some of the new grants that have been given out. It's Pete Tulipana. He's the CEO of the Iowa West Foundation and president as well. Pete, thank you for joining us this morning.
You're welcome.
And what is the Iowa West Foundation?
Yeah, so the Iowa West Foundation is actually a private foundation, just like any other private foundation, but we are unique in that we operate like a community foundation. And part of the reason why we operate like a community foundation has to do with the genesis, how we came to be. Our community is primarily Southwest Iowa and the Omaha regional area, and we are very engaged with the community and use the community as our barometer, I guess, for what we decide to fund and when we decide to fund based on what community tells us is the most needed area in our region.
As the needs change in a community, there's a bit of dynamicism there.
Definitely, definitely. And we came about because of the gaming industry in Southwest Iowa. So part of our corpus comes from the original founders who established the Iowa West Foundation, I think very smartly, to ensure that when gaming money came into our community, that it was managed in a way that looked broadly at the needs of the community and tried to address them from every perspective, not from one perspective. So we fund in four primary areas: economic development, healthy families, which is human service, education, and then our final one is placemaking, which has to do with recreation and how do we create the kind of amenities that we need in our community to achieve our vision, which is a community where families want to live and businesses want to locate because of the quality of life and the standard of living.
How do the 501c3s get on your list to be considered? Is there a grant process that goes on or an application process?
Definitely. We fund in two ways. We fund, first of all, through a traditional grant process, and you can find all of that information and a lot of specifics about what our priorities are on our website, www.iowawestfoundation.org. And if you take a look at our website, you'll see all of our past granting. You'll see a variety of different information that can help you understand more about who we are and what we're interested in, what we're funding. That's one way we fund. The second way we fund is we find partners in the community. Once we've identified a high priority, we find partners to work with to try to bring together the community to figure out how we can make a major initiative happen in our community. And in this grant cycle, we have a couple of examples of that.
You're making some major announcements about some of the grants that have been handed out, and if you don't mind sharing that with us, it'd be wonderful.
Yeah, so one of our major initiatives over the last few years has been PACE, which is Potawatomi Arts, Culture, and Entertainment. Our community identified as one of the high priorities that we were missing was an arts and culture center, a place where our community could go for our different arts and cultural activities. And the Iowa West Foundation led an initiative to merge three small arts organizations, the Bluffs Arts Council, the Chanticleer Theater, the Canesville Symphony, and other arts organizations to come under one new umbrella, PACE, Potawatomi Arts, Culture, and Entertainment. And we've just finished a $27 million campaign to take an old Harvester building and add onto it a theater. And we will have, at the end of 2019, a wonderful new arts and culture center and a new organization to really work with all of our community stakeholders to provide arts to our community.
In essence, kind of the seed money to get it started, and then it patted on the head and it's off to sustain itself, right?
And that initiative, that's exactly what we did. We were the impetus to start it, and we have helped form its organization and its board and its governance. And once we get the building built, we'll continue to fund them, but they will be a separate 501c3, which is a conglomerate of all of these smaller organizations.
What else do you have?
Very exciting.
Yeah,
yes.
It is.
So we fund in different areas, as I mentioned earlier. And this year, we were working with the school district and the and Google, and we are partnering, and the city of Council Bluffs, and we're partnering to create a free Wi-Fi network all over Council Bluffs. And this year, you'll see in our granting a grant that is for phase 5 of that free Wi-Fi network. This network will be the largest free Wi-Fi network in the country when we're finished. So we're very excited about that. And for many of our modest and low-income families, this is a really important tool for them to have, and particularly with our students in our school district, because every student gets a Chromebook, and they can then take that Chromebook home, access their schoolwork, and work from home through the free Wi-Fi.
So just to reiterate, when you say free Wi-Fi, that means people in their homes, wherever their home may be, if they're within the parameters of that geographical region, they have free Wi-Fi.
We are working on that. We have five areas that we have funded up to now with Google and the city and the school district, and the total will be 10. So we're about halfway through creating that for all of the city of Council Bluffs.
Pete, in the few seconds that we have left here, can you tell me a favorite thing about your job?
You know, the favorite thing about my job is the opportunity to have, in partnership with our board and community members, to have a significant impact on transforming Council Bluffs. We are a different city today than we were 20, 30 years ago, and the reason for that is because of the tremendous investment that Iowa West has made and how we've leveraged those funds.
It's Pete Tulipana. Thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.